Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course, that's the name football, of the show. The other name is off topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we've got and it might be hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know, we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, will you listen to this podcast too? And you rant about this podcast too. Just a side where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss with Grin the Bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Esty, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too?
All right, now we're actually, we're doing an interview this portion of the podcast when we discuss Boise State, Colorado State. But more importantly, we don't care about the result of the game all that much. I guess Broncos fans do because, hey, they're 6-0. But we're going to bring on our good buddy Connor Farrell here. It is Farrell, right? I should ask you before, not Farrell?
Yeah, Farrell.
Okay, good. Just making sure. We'll keep this in here. We're not messing with this stuff. So we brought you on because, and Matt's still here as well, so you can still chime in, of course, as always, since you're a big part of this screw around we do, I guess. Is that the fair way to put it, Matt?
Theoretically, I am, anyway.
Theoretically. All right, so here's what we want to talk about. People either are extremely excited to read this every week, or they're extremely getting ready to get the pitchforks and want to just poke you in the side until over a fire. Is that an accurate sentiment about your preview of hate for the Rams?
Yeah, I'd say I think a lot of people, Laramie and now Boise, they were they didn't like it. They've never really liked it.
So those, I assume those are. If you don't know, if you didn't read this past week, it's mostly. I don't get how people can get so pissed off about this. It's tongue in cheek. It's clearly poking around. Yeah, there's probably a little bit of truth to some of it. But what was the big? Tell people about, if who didn't read it, kind of the gist of this past week's piece you put up.
Yeah, so I just go through the four things that I hate the most about the upcoming opponent. And for Boise, that was their traveling fan base, which is obnoxious and in your face.
So not their fan base in general, right? Their traveling fan base.
No, yeah. I mean, I've never been to their home game, so I have no idea. But their traveling fan base is what I've had experience with, and I never really had a good experience with them. I picked on their website, which was a terrible user experience for me. And I picked on their blue field, which was the most sensitive people got, was about Boise's blue field.
Yeah, reading through like what you about the website, it's basically like a Q&A between you and the website. I went to it as well. It did take me about 3 times to actually click to get where I wanted to go. So it's not like you were just making stuff up because it's a little different than other websites.
No, yeah, it definitely. And like, you know, if somebody else had a good experience with it, that's them. But yeah, I had a terrible website experience with it, and I had to talk about it.
So, Matt, do you hate anything about Boise State you can add?
I mean, I hate that they always beat Fresno. Does that count?
Of course.
So I sympathize with Connor. At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, somebody was asking me about the milk can, because going into last week's rivalry about the oil can, they were like, no love for the milk can? I was like, you know, I would appreciate it more if it didn't always feel like scratchy trying to outwit itchy. You know what I mean?
The Coyote and Roadrunner, of course, right? It's one of those things. So was there any, Matt, because I chimed in on this as well, because people don't like the response, hey, it's a joke. They think that's piling on. Are people too sensitive, or we don't care and like, screw you? I think it's people are too sensitive.
With a Boise fan too, especially, like, this is the first fan base that legitimately got like offended by the things I said. And I think that's a lot of sensitivity and insecurity. I don't, and like, I even had some say, yeah, we're a little sensitive because we haven't been invited to a P5 conference yet. And I was like, I don't care. Like, you can't just get mad about me hating on your blue field because of that, you know?
I can say the same about Rams fans about a month ago, getting pissy with us about all those P5 believers. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and like, all fan bases have some sensitivities and things that you can poke fun at that they don't like. But that's kind of part of sports. Like, banter is part of sports. Like, I can make fun of Boulder for being, you know, an underachieving California-like school. And they can poke fun at CSU for being never in a P5 and probably never will get to, or at least not for another decade, probably invited to a P5. So it's like, that's just part you can banter about.
Yeah, I sincerely think that like none of those people go on like Reddit, for example. Like, if they think what we're doing is offensive or like cutting edge or anything like that, like, because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I follow them on Twitter, at least the college football subreddit. Mm-hmm. And like, some people on there are legitimately funny and legitimately like tongue in cheek and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, grow a little bit of a thicker skin, Boise fans, and well, pretty much every fan base out there. I think we could all benefit from it, from being able to take a joke, basically.
I'll say this. The people on the website love comments, loved it. It was Twitter that was all. The guys who have 10 followers and have the egg Avi are like, we hate you. You're terrible. Who cares? This conference is the Mountain Worst. I'm like, you're in the freaking Mountain Worst. Come on. How is that? That's bashing your own self when you do that.
I think the worst part for me was when people would respond to them like, why are you mad about this? You shouldn't be mad. They'd be like, well, I'm not mad, but you know, you're not worth my time. But they would still talk to you for like 30 minutes to the next day. I would still get messages. I'm like, if you're not mad, why are you still yelling at me?
That means we're doing something right, correct?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, just admit you're mad. That's fine. Like, just don't deny it and then continue to yell at me.
There are a few guys on Twitter who I know who loved, like, a couple. Like, you went on to, let me ask you about this experience, because you went on KTIK out in Boise. I know a couple guys. One of the guys writes for us in the morning, but you went on the afternoon show. I think it was Jeff Caves or whatever. Did they pick up on that was a joke, or were they any seriously taking any seriousness about it?
I think the main Jeff got it. I think he knew it was tongue in cheek. The co-host, who I think is the editor of the Idaho Statesman, he was not. He called it ridiculous.
Not ridiculously funny, but ridiculous.
He was like, I can't believe you would write something that's exaggeration and tongue in cheek. And I was like, well, that's what it is. So
it's like Matt will agree with me. You, Fresno State's not very good, but you still have fun with it. You'll still screw around with it. We still like the sport of college football or college athletics, but you can't be too this serious all the time, or you'll just grow a freaking ulcer and die.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, laughing through it, making jokes about it is the only way I cope at this point.
Let me ask you this. I already know the answer because we talked about it before. What would be your favorite team to do this against?
Oh, BYU for sure. I would love to pick. I mean, BYU is the most sensitive fan base probably in the country, other than maybe Florida State. So
I would put, because my actual occupation is working with BYU football, or not with the school, but doing stuff around them. Yeah, it's they would throw Boise is about to be probably 10 times worse, because if you fart anything about BYU, they'll pick it up and cry over your face about it. it's just the weirdest thing, but definitely check this out. Every Thursday, right? Is that when we're doing this thing?
Yep.
So check out Connor's Rockies vs. Connor. At the moment, he's currently the Rockies manager, asterisk. So take that for what it's worth. But let's get to the game itself a little bit from last night. Colorado State played Boise State, and I could tell there was some sort of weather, but this game was, honestly, the first half, I was kind of bored. There wasn't many points. I was kind of disappointed with everything overall, both sides of the game.
Yeah, it was definitely, I fell asleep for a little bit of it. It started at 10:15 my time, which...
Oh, that's right. You're out. I forgot you're out that far. So that's a late one for you.
Yeah, Mountain West needs to figure that out and stop with that stuff. But it definitely, it, CSU defense came to play a little bit. They stopped the pass, but the offense with Nick Stevens was awful. And 3-0 into the final minute of the second quarter with punts galore.
So let me ask you this, because with Nick Stevens coming in, he actually let's say this: he's better than he played with Colorado, so there's some positive to that. Yeah. Is with this team being at 3-4, we thought I honestly think Nick Stevens played a bit better than I thought he would, because he led the comeback, helped lead the comeback versus Utah State. Defense, I don't know what Marty English has done, because he's been a miracle worker the past five quarters or so,
yeah.
4+ quarters to actually have a game. But what do you make of this team going the rest of the way?
I honestly can't even say anymore. And the minute I start thinking that they figured it out and got good, they lay an egg like against Wyoming. So it's, I don't know what they're going to be. I think the defense has definitely kind of become a single unit, which they weren't against CU at the beginning of the season. They're aggressive. They came after Boise a lot. They took Rippon down a lot in that first half. So it's this two-headed team that one head will show up and surprise you, and then the next game they'll show up and lay an egg, and it's, you know, they'll lose by 30 to UNLV or something.
So you're not on board with them maybe making a bowl game?
I can. That's the thing, the schedule laden up to it. I mean, the whole conference is like this, but, you know, you got UNLV, New Mexico, Air Force. There's winnable games on the schedule.
Fresno.
They're there. Yeah.
Fresno.
Yeah.
You're going to that game, Matt, aren't you? Heading out to Colorado or Fort Collins?
Yes, I am.
That's in 2 weeks. So do you think Chase and Virgil figure things out by then?
Oh, who knows?
Week to week?
Yeah, pretty much.
So really quick, we'll wrap this up here. We'll maybe me and Matt will talk about the game a tad more, but from what you saw, I know you went to sleep early. We'll forget about the game. Me and Matt will mention something about it, because McNichols played well, and that's basically the reason Boise won. Yeah. I do like the last 90 seconds where there was a multiple onside kicks they recovered, and then they attempted to do some sort of bands on the field play at the end to win, which, yes, it was a forward pass, but like where do you, like, I know this team's like up and down. It's like, oh, they might be good, they may not be good. Do you think they're playing this close to Boise State? Is this more the team we'll see, or is it the Colorado game? Like, where do you kind of gauge them at this point? Like, not kind of the bowl ant question again, but are they as good as Boise State, or do they just get executed well when they needed to make it look closer than what it really was?
I think that Colorado team won't ever show up again. I think that was the team was not a unit. It wasn't together. The defense was full of holes and young, and, you know, Nick Stevens and Faton Bauta were terrible. And so I think the team's kind of moved on from that, and it's definitely a more cohesive team. So I think we're going to see something more what Utah State and Boise was, but I don't know if the Boise game was as close because they're as good as Boise. I don't think they're as talented or as, you know, skilled as Boise State.
Okay, that's fair. I think they had some bright spots, but two onside kicks will do it for you. How does Boise not recover after the second one? Paying attention to that, and nearly got that third one. Who's next? So who's next week for the preview of, hey, who's on the Rams schedule for the next time you're going to just kind of piss all over, I guess?
Thursday is UNLV, which will be fun because it's Vegas. So
I assume we're going to do that Wednesday or something, I guess?
I think they do have a Saturday game.
I thought you said they played Thursday.
Yeah. That's when the preview drops.
Check out for that. That should be a good one. So everybody, check them out. If you like the Colorado Rockies, enjoy the offseason, I guess. I don't know. Is that going well for them?
They fired all their coaches.
On the bright side, though, they haven't lost a game since September.
Yeah. So that's always good.
There you go. That's a great one. So, Connor, thanks a ton for hopping on. Everybody, check that out. Check him out for more fun snarkiness. So, Rockies vs. Connor. That's a CONNOR on Twitter there for, I don't know, he'll talk back to you. He doesn't care. It's fun. Remember, it's supposed to be fun, people.